You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Got a fresh mind bender for you today, and this is a big day. It's funny, now that I think about it, that we weren't even thinking about the day after Halloween for big brains in the backseat. It just worked out that way. And think of all the sugar buzz that our contestants today are experiencing. Yeah.
That, or they're in like the middle of a sugar crash, and they're all going to be like, hey, guys, right. I have a guess for you.
We call it big brains in the backseat. It's one of those days where only 7 to 17-year-olds are allowed to call in.
Yeah.
Let me start by saying, does everybody remember what they wanted to be when they were a kid? What they wanted to be when they grew up? I was definitely astronaut. I know it's cliched, but if you'd seen my room with all the posters, oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Definitely an astronaut. Jeremy, what'd you...
Ventriloquist.
Shut up. Chris, what'd you want to be?
I wanted to be an illustrator, make cartoons for a living.
Oh.
Draw cartoons.
Well, this is sort of what the Mindbender is about today. 1 in 9 elementary school students say they would love to be in charge of blank when they grow up.
Ooh.
You know, the kids probably look at something and they're like, I could do better.
I could run that place.
Put me in charge of this.
Out of my way.
1 in 9 elementary school students say they would love to be in charge of blank when they grow up.
Huh.
Everybody deep in thought?
Well, more or less. I got
Little disclaimer quickly for all the parents who are listening. We know how desperately you want to listen to your child on the radio, but there's a delay. It will ruin everything. Turn your radio all the way down if you get through. Just keep it turned off. No speakerphone. We will be podcasting this later.
Right.
So there will be a podcast that everybody can download. If your child makes it onto the airwaves, it'll be a podcast.
We'll probably make it super easy, too, and just put it on our Facebook page. Just link it right there, and you can go there and listen to it.
There you go.
Because everybody's on Facebook.
All right. 303-691-1MIX is our number. 303-691-1649. Chris, what'd you come up with?
I think they want to be in charge of their school.
Jeremy?
Disneyland.
Yeah! Free tickets.
Now, you may take either of those or come up with your own and call 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649 for the Mindbender, brought to you by Webolution. So we know what's on the line: an Xbox One, Nuggets tickets, and possibly $1,000.
There you go.
The time has come. First one up today is Brooke. Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning.
Where do you go to school?
Clear Sky Elementary.
Oh, it's a great school.
Very nice.
Heard a lot of good things. Brooke, 1 in 9 elementary school students say they would love to be in charge of what when they grow up? Huh? Brooke?
Hold on.
Charge of what?
In charge of Disneyland.
Oh, wow. Right off the bat.
That's
huh?
what Jeremy said.
Oh, did you get it right off the bat?
I read a really interesting story about what goes on at Disneyland overnight.
Like the cleaning.
It's fascinating. Not just the cleaning, but like the all the they have something like
repairs,
hundreds
probably.
Of people who are purely in charge of all the flowers and plants.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Brooke is just busy talking
Brooke,
to somebody.
Who are you
else.
Talking to there, Brooke? Little Brookie.
It doesn't matter, Brooke. That's
no.
not right. But thank you for trying, Brooke.
Thank you.
Uh-huh,
bye.
Bye.
Have a good day at school. Hey there, Shane. Where do you go to school?
I go to school at St. Vincent de Paul Catholic School.
All right. Another great school. So they want to be in charge of what, Shane?
I think they want to be in charge of a candy store.
Oh.
Of course.
What a life.
You'd work late every day.
If you work at a candy store, how many free samples do you think you
As get? Many as you want,
no,
I think.
No, you couldn't possibly.
Oh, sure you could.
Shane, that is not right, but that sure is a good try.
All right, thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Ah.
Good morning, Ella. Where do you go to school?
Falcon Bluffs Middle School.
I've done presentations at Falcon Bluffs. In fact, several years ago, my nonprofit published the creative writing of Falcon Bluffs.
Really? Yep. Smell you.
Check it out in your school library, Ella.
Okay.
What's the winning answer?
President.
They want to be in charge of the president?
Well, of USA, I guess.
Yeah, they want to be in charge of America. Would you like that job, Ella?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd vote for you. That is not right, but that's a really good try.
Okay.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
There she goes. You know, Thursdays are no clue Thursdays, too.
Oh, yeah, this could go forever.
I don't think so. Hey, Landon, good morning.
Good morning.
Where do you go to school?
Faith Christian Academy.
Well, great. I hope you have a good day at school. You'll be the big star at school if you have the winning answer to the mind bender. What is it?
Being in charge of the school.
Oh, that's what Chris said.
Chris with a K said be in charge of their school.
Take it over.
No.
Oh, Landon.
That's not it.
Darn it.
Have a good day, though.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
They're all so polite.
I love these kids.
Great.
Look, I think it just goes to show that Dom and Jeremy listeners are good parents.
God, I hope so.
They teach them manners. Hello, Owen.
Owen.
Hello.
Where do you go to school?
I go to STEM.
Oh, it's STEM. Good. I'm a big fan of STEM schools. What's the winning answer?
I'm going to say you want to be in charge of the world.
The world. These kids are thinking big.
They're aiming high. The world.
Who do you think is in charge of the world? If you had to pick a person.
Me?
Yeah, I mean, who would you think right now? Jeremy, this is open to everybody. If you had to say one person is basically in charge of the world, it used to probably be somebody like Steve Jobs or Bill Gates.
Probably, yeah. Someone in charge of like a big corporation.
Jeff Bezos, maybe?
Bezos is the one. You know, Owen, that's a good guess. It's not in charge of the world. It's much more smaller scale than that, but that's a good try.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day at school. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I can't give a clue, can I? It's no clue Thursday.
Let's do a couple more.
Hello, Riley.
Hi.
Hi, Riley.
It's little Riley.
Where do you go to school?
Pine Grove.
Pine Grove.
What grade are you in?
Second.
Second grade.
It's adorable.
Well, Riley, do you have a winning answer?
Yes.
What is it?
The zoo.
The zoo. That's really good, little Riley.
Would you like to run the zoo, Riley?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Well, you just keep studying in school, and that could happen someday. You could be in charge.
What's your favorite animal at the zoo, Riley?
The giraffe.
The giraffe. That's a strong choice.
Denver has such a great zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Colorado Springs has that great Cheyenne Mountain Zoo where you can pet the giraffes.
You can feed them.
Yeah.
Get the little lettuce and they lick your hands.
Right.
Yeah.
If I was going to give a clue, I would have said Dr. Seuss wrote a book about this.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been my clue.
Yep.
Because he wrote a book called If I Ran the Zoo. And apparently a bunch of elementary school kids really took that to heart. What I'm saying is, Riley, you just won the mind bender.
She's looking at her mom or dad right now. Who's in the car with you, Riley?
My dad.
Your dad, all right.
Tell your dad you won.
Yay!
Tell your dad you just won an Xbox One.
He doesn't have to buy it for you for Christmas.
He'll probably play it more than you.
Riley, you are the champion. The winning answer is the zoo.
Yay, Riley!
Riley, do me a favor. Tell me, how big is your brain?
Yeah.
Yes.